person makes up his mind and won't change it no matter what, you'd say he's...
Come again, makes up his mind and won't change it. Hard-headed.
Mm-hmm. If a person takes offense at little things...
Thin-skinned.
A person who gets up at 2 in the morning and goes for long walks and has a house full of stuffed owls and snakeskin suits, you'd say was...
He's an eccentric.
Would he be, would you say he was queer? Or?
Yes, I
would. He'd be what?
I'd probably say he's crazy.
But he would certainly be queer. A person who isn't careful about anything, you'd say is...
It isn't careful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I would say he's haphazard.
And you're not supposed to wave a red flag at a bull because you'll make him
mad.
If a bunch of people are excited and you don't want them to be, you'd say, all right, now everything will be all right, so let's...
Just all calm down now.
When you get calmed down, I want you to keep calm.
Yes, suppose, calm down, settle down.
After a day's work, you go home and you're...
Tired.
If it's been a particularly hard day, you say you're...
I'm give out, fagged.
And if you have a piece of equipment and you use it and you use it and you use it till you can't use it anymore, you say it's...
It's worn out.
Children are making a lot of noise and you don't want them to, you tell them to what?
Tell them to quieten down.
And if a person has lost his hearing?
He's hard of hearing.
And if it's all gone so that he can't hear a sound, you'd say he's
dead.
If a fellow has been working in the sun and his shirt is wet...
He's sweating.
And his shirt is wet because he has...
He sweat.
What do you call a sore that has a hard center?
A what?
A sore, perhaps.
Oh, boil or a bubble? Excuse me, kid.
Surely.
Oh, I said here, sir.
Oh, let's see. You just mentioned the carbuncle. What's another word for that?
Boils, carbuncles.
What's the fluid in there called?
Pus.
And the skin around that will be...
Skin around it?
Uh-huh. Or the skin and the meat, it'll be sort of not level, it'll be...
No, it wouldn't be level, it would be... Dad used to say pooched out.
Pooched out, huh?
Yeah.
What happens when a bee stings you?
It hurts.
It hurts? And the place will...
It'll get angry, it'll swell.
You say then the bee stang.
Bee stang. I've got you at it. I'm bad influence.
I'm in stong. No, you didn't say stang. My daughter, he brang me.
He brang me.
Oh, then you say a bee stung me and it was all
swelled.
If you get shot with a bullet, the place that it goes in would be a
hole.
Hole, and you say you'd have to treat the...
We'd treat the wound.
Uh-huh. When a horse gets cut or something, sometimes the wound doesn't heal and it's red and angry around there. Is this called anything special?
Occasionally proud flesh.
Uh-huh. any particular expressions for dying?
Dying?
Uh-huh.
Passing away is the only one that...
He passed away.
He passed away.